Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Now, earlier this week, the Irish Daily Mail published pictures of the Social Democrats TD for Dublin Bay South, Owen Hayes, wearing dark makeup whilst dressed up as former US President Barack Obama at a Halloween party in 2009 when he was president of University College Cork Students Union. The TD apologised. He said, "While I didn't have an understanding of how hurtful it was at the time, I came to recognise that in the intervening years, and I'm so profoundly sorry. What I did was completely inappropriate and a huge mistake." His party leader, Holly Kearn, said it was both disappointing and embarrassing, but indicated that as the event predated his time in the party, there was unlikely to be any further action on it. But what does this whole incident and the response to us tell us about attitudes to racism in Ireland? Where earlier I spoke to Dr. Eben Joseph. She's the Special Rapporteur for Racial Equality and Racism in Ireland and CEO and founder for the Institute of Anti-Racism and Black Studies. And I started by asking her what her initial reaction to the pictures and the statement from Owen Hayes was.
Honestly, I was not too surprised, you know, not because it was him, not because it happened. I think maybe I'll just become desensitized. You know, we had just come to over two or three weeks of, you know, attacks of people on the streets. It was just like, okay, just one more thing, you know. So that was just, you know, and it. But then when I sat, yeah, that was my initial reaction. I was just a bit desensitized because I think I was just exhausted. Like, oh my God, you're like, when does it ever end? I thought, you know, we're going forward. You know what I mean? And then you just, so many things have happened in the last 3 weeks that just felt like we've rolled back, you know, so many miles. And I was a bit discouraged and exhausted. So that was my initial reaction. But yes, but I think it's to broaden it out, to look beyond just, I think most people are looking at just his act, but I'm looking beyond just that one act. I'm looking at so many things. What made it possible? What were his friends doing who saw it then? 2009 is not too far from 2025. It's just a few years ago. We're not talking of 1987. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So 2009, we were pretty connected. And the whole world was pretty connected. We were pretty clued in, you know. So it's not too far ago.
And when his own party said, look, it was 16 years ago, it would have made a big difference if it had been last week or last year. What was your reaction to that?
I think 16 years ago is not, it's not so far. That's what I'm saying. The fact that you are even saying it was 16 years ago, that is like, it justifies it, excuses it. Somebody who was in leadership. Do you understand what I mean? So it wasn't just anybody. It was somebody who was in leadership. You might say he wasn't in political leadership, but he was in school leadership. So you were the, you know, the people showing others how to be. There was no excuse. And so for anybody to try and use how long ago it was as an excuse is wrong, you know. But also, I just don't want, I want to make sure that people don't use it as a witch hunt or, you know, like political point scoring, you know, because most of them were his friends then, you know. Owen had friends. Why did none of them say anything when he came out with the outfit? You know,
I suppose they allowed him to. We don't know that they didn't. We don't know what was said at the time. We just know that he showed up at that Halloween party when he was the president of University College Cork Students Union, dressed as Barack Obama and having applied blackface makeup as well, which for historic reasons going back to the 19th century is extremely problematic of people playing on racial stereotypes, very negative racial stereotypes of black people. But, you know, as his party reacted to it, they said that Owen Hayes hadn't come to the parties thinking because he didn't want to distract from the important issues they were talking about. Do you think they missed an opportunity there that had he turned up, they could have talked about racism?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, like even with my children, any time I want to talk about something with them, if something happens, I use it as a teachable moment. You know, and I think that that's what we do. Like, I took the time to write about it and to talk about it, not because I'm 1,000,000,000% bothered, but because I said, okay, this is an opportunity for those who don't understand why blackface is wrong. That is, you know, it depicts black people like buffoonish, like stupid. It presents them as a caricature. You know, you are not just showing Barack Obama as a great, amazing man. You are showing, you know, you are showing black people as stupid caricatures of themselves. You know, blackface came from something. It's an indication of a deeper problem. So, and that's the way we look at it. And until you begin to look at the analysis, what made this possible? Then we just focus on what he said and she said. Racism is not just what he said. Racism is looking at the systems of operation that made such an act possible. Why it was not seen earlier. And if, so for example, like if I did something like that, you know, it would have been easier if maybe 10 years ago he came out and said, guys, you know, like for example, when Trudy came out and, you know, when the president was seen in doing blackface, you know, he could have said, okay, you know what, let me own up now. I'm not hoping that, you know, the pictures were hidden somewhere. So if he had come out 10 years ago to say, you know what, when I was a president 6 years ago, I was ignorant, I did it, but now I found that I want to apologize to this community. That would have been more respectful than if that, you know, somebody, you know, was going to out you now and then you're speaking up now. Yes, I think that's things that people can do, you know.
I'm conscious that you said, and you wrote an opinion piece about this, you said, this is not about punishing Owen Hayes forever, nor about using his mistakes as a weapon for political point scoring. Many politicians, if we look hard enough, may have skeletons in their closets. Turning this into a wish hunt helps no one. What would help? What kind of action would help?
What would help is for us as a nation to face racism together. Number one, to admit that racism is an issue, to talk particularly at party levels, to begin to talk to our parties to say, racism is an issue. Look at our young people, look at what's happening. What can we do? It's not, don't make excuses. Don't even blame him. Even parties where this is not come out, even for those parties to begin to say, guys, many of us have done things and many of us are still doing things. What can we do as a party to take an anti-racist position? What, you know, for example, like if I was on his, I would love to, I think somebody responded to my comment to say, wow, you know, it would be great to see him joining us to fight racism. You know, to approach some of us who are doing anti-racist work to say, you know what, how can I support this work? I would love to see that. I would really love to see that, so that it doesn't become a witch hunt, so that it doesn't become like, oh no, I've done something in the past, it's forgotten. No, what are you doing today? What are you doing to remedy that? What are you doing to show the community that, you know what, I was ignorant then, but I believe this and I can support? That's what I would love.
And that was Dr. Eben Joseph, Special Rapporteur on Racism in Ireland, speaking to me just before we came on air. Jen Cummins, to you first on this. Owen Hayes stayed away from the thinking, the logic being he didn't want to be distracting from the important issues you were discussing. Is this not an important issue?
This is a massively important issue. And I think, you know, Owen staying away from the thinking, it was an incredibly difficult week for the Social Democrats. What should have been a great time for Holly coming back from maternity leave, which, you know, I'm a mother of four, coming back from maternity leave is always a difficult time.
Harder and week for black people, seeing that on the front of the Daily Mail, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not to take away from that at all. But I think Owen staying away from the thinking allowed us to talk about the issues that are massively important to people in Ireland. Be that racism, be that homelessness, poverty, all the things that are facing people. And that's what we want to talk about in our thinking. And I think Owen's behaviour, it was massively embarrassing and a huge letdown to people, you know. And
so this kind of friends with benefits relationship that goes on with Owen Hayes, where he's, you know, making up the dull arithmetic to give the Social Democrats the benefits of speaking time, but not fit to be seen with them in public. I mean, what principle is that based on?
Well, I mean, Owen is sitting with us in the Dáil. He is sitting with us in public, you know. I think that the Owen has worked incredibly hard in his constituency, both as a councillor for the short time that both of us were on the council before we were elected to Dáil Éireann, and he has continued to work since he was elected in the Dáil for his constituents.
So welcome him back into the party thinking, have him seen alongside the leader and own this together and do something about it. Might that have been more wise?
Hindsight is fantastic. Do you know what I mean? At the time, that was the decision that was made. And I think Owen has apologised for what he did. He now, as Holly has said, will have to earn the trust of people. And he will have to work hard, you know, to ensure that people can trust him and know that his behaviour is absolutely unacceptable. And I think that...
But staying in the party for now.
Staying in the party for now.
Okay. Yeah. Kieran O'Donnell, we heard from Dr. Eben Joseph there saying political point scoring would miss the point on this. There needs to be a plan of action to combat the real day-to-day racism, that the presence of Owen Hayes or otherwise in the Dáil is not really the main point here. The point is combating racism.
Well, what happened was wrong. He has apologised, but what happened was wrong at whatever date it happened on. We as a government are absolutely committed to continue to combat racism and hate. We have an action plan on racism. it's very much engaging with the communities, and we're bringing forward a new strategy on migration and integration. So it's front and centre. Legislation was brought in last year. We will look at the currently hate is covered under 1989 legislation. Minister Jim McCann has committed, and Minister Colin Brophy have committed to looking at that in terms of updating it, and more particularly in terms of the impact on social media. Okay. Impact on social media is a key factor here.
Liveline during the week heard from Dr. Lika Ur Rahman, who's a Pakistani doctor who represents physicians Pakistani physicians. He's considering emigrating to New Zealand because of the racist harassment he and his colleagues have faced, because he's qualified to work there. Racism is now an existential threat to staffing in the health service. So maybe that action plan needs a bit more work.
Well, and that I didn't hear the programme, but they provide across all communities coming to Ireland, and you mentioned there the Pakistanis were very much involved in the health sector. I hope he doesn't go to New Zealand. I hope he stays here because they're very valued. And what I'm saying is there is an intensive body of work underway, and it's about engaging with the communities. And Minister Colin Brophy would have engaged with the Indian community over the summer in terms of people who are attacked. And it's about, I suppose, providing that. As I say, we have committed obviously, let's see how the new legislation is working. But we will look at the 1989 Act, particularly in the area of hate. We'll say updating it, and more particularly...
Do you mean the Incitement to Hatred Act, is it?
Yes.
All right.
The 1989 Act, and more particularly in terms of social media.
All right.
Which is a key element in terms, as we found, across the spectrum in terms of that whole area, in terms of hate.
Okay. Padraig, I mean, the call for action there from Dr. Evan Joseph, over and above the political point scoring, what do you say to that?
Yes, so as a party, we have many migrants who are members of our party. We have run people who are migrants in elections last year. And we believe that everybody in this country, first of all, needs to be treated equally and needs to be valued and respected. That needs to be the very baseline of any republic. And I do believe there's a lot of work that has to be done in terms of integration in Irish society. One of the things I said 6 years ago was that we needed to have a proper, respectful debate about the issue of immigration in this country. That if we don't have a proper, respectful immigration in the political class, that issue won't go away, that it'll get pushed underground, and that it would be harvested by ne'er-do-wells for a very negative, narrow political view. And I actually think that's pretty much what's happened in the last 6 years, that we really haven't.
So how much funding and what specific actions do you want to see attached to the national plan on combating racism? What specific measures would you have in mind that would be effective in that regard?
To be honest, I actually think that we need to get to the root of the issue here. The root of the issue here as a country is that there are many, many people who have become dissatisfied with the government's immigration policies. And rather than ignoring them and telling them that they are not allowed to have their views heard, we actually, as political leaders, need to grapple that really spiky issue and have a respectful discussion about that issue to make sure that they realise that actually we are going to work to achieve a political objective and still maintain that core Republican value that everybody is equal in this country. And that's if we don't get to the bottom of that, every single action plan, every single piece of money that you throw at it is not going to actually deal with the real societal issues on the ground.
Very briefly.
It's very much, as I say, about engaging with communities. We want a firm but fair system in terms of dealing with international protection. But fundamentally, when it goes down, it's about people going to the local schools that integrate. We spoke about an action plan for racism. Okay, there's a funding model there in place for community groups to access funding to deal with that whole issue in terms of integration.
We'll come back, because coming up after this break, we are going to move to another issue. We'll be asking what next for Tuusla in the wake of the discovery of remains in the search for the missing child, Daniel Arobose.
Saturday with Conor Mungon on RTE Radio 1.